Everybody, welcome to the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcast Series. I'm your host, Jeff Seckendorf, back with Dr. Abigail Lawler. Hey, Abby.
Hi.
Dr. Lawler is the medical director of the Parkinson's Association of San Diego. She's a movement disorder specialist. And we're going to talk today about what happens if you're a caregiver to somebody with Parkinson's, a family member or even a friend, and that person with Parkinson's ends up in the hospital for some reason or another. So, Abby, what are some of the parameters around what a caregiver should be paying attention to if somebody goes in either for routine or emergency services in a hospital?
Well, the number one problem that we see is the fact that when the patient gets there, many times the hospitals don't have the types of medications that the patient is taking at home. They don't have those in their pharmacy in the hospital. And so if they don't, they're going to make substitutions. And we know that Parkinson's patients are very sensitive to medicine changes, and they get used to their regimen. And so even a slight substitution or change to the meds is going to make a big change in what that patient looks like in terms of their control of their symptoms related to the Parkinson's. And so that's a tricky one. The other thing is that when the patient is not getting their regular regimen of meds, we'll see dramatic changes in what the patient looks like physically, clinically, mentally, and the patient can look like something else is happening. You'll see cognitive changes, motor changes that become very stiff and rigid. They may lose their ability to swallow. And then the hospital is going to react to those changes and may treat the patient like they treat anybody else who has symptoms like that, and inadvertently give them medications that are not compatible with their other meds or even having Parkinson's. And so it can kind of create this sort of domino effect in the wrong direction, which can be scary, not only for the patient, but also the caregiver when they see a dramatic change in their loved one. So there are a few things we can do to help reduce the risk of that happening. One is realizing that a lot of the doctors and nurses and staff that are in these hospitals have very little awareness about what Parkinson is, how to treat it, and what can happen when there are even minor changes in the medicine regimen, and how they respond when they get sick with other illnesses. They just don't know a whole lot about it. And it's surprisingly and shocking, and they may know what Parkinson's is and they are familiar with the diagnosis, but because the disease is so complex, they just don't know what to do when things start going, taking a turn for the worse. And so it's important for the caregiver to be an advocate for the patient, right? Be very familiar with the medications, have a list of their current medications, and even bring all the medicines from home with them to the hospital. The Parkinson's Foundation has something called an Aware and Care Kit. In that kit, it's got different lists and little cards you can fill out with your doctor's information, what current meds they're on. It also has a list in there of medications that should never be given to a Parkinson's patient because it's detrimental and can make the condition worse. And so that's important to get one of those kits, take it with you, whether you're going to for a routine outpatient thing, whether you're going on an emergent basis or a scheduled visit to the hospital for any reason, you should take that kit and all of the medications that the patient takes from home, just in case the hospital does not have those medicines on hand. And you don't know how long they're going to be there, so you want to make sure you have extra medicine. Many movement disorder specialists will make sure patients have extra medicine anyway on hand for certain instances like this. So ask your movement disorder specialist for maybe extra medicine, whether that's carbidopa, levodopa, to have on hand at all times for cases like this. Because if you're at the end of your prescription and something like this happens and you don't have enough medicine going into the hospital, it can really complicate things.
So we'll put the link to get this Aware and Care Kit in the show notes. It's free from the Parkinson's Foundation, so that's a really good thing. And you spoke about the care partner having to be an advocate. I think everybody really needs an advocate in the medical system, even if it's just a doctor visit, but especially in a hospital. So is there anything a care partner can do if they're getting a little bit stonewalled in a hospital? Like, you know, the nurses are saying, well, you know, we can't give them this medicine because there's no written report for it. There's no call for it. We don't have a prescription, things like that. How much noise and how much squeaky wheel can a care partner be and make to help the situation out?
In hospitals, they have patient advocates. And if you feel like you're not getting where you need to get with the staff or the physicians that are taking care of the patient in the hospital, you want to reach out to the patient advocate that is employed by the hospital. That can help. But you also want to reach out to your movement disorder specialist and let them know the patient is in the hospital. Many times we don't know when our patients go into the hospitals. And that's surprising and shocking, but it's true. No one calls us. So unless the caregiver lets us know that, many times we do not know. It's rare when I actually get a phone call from the attending physician or internist or whoever is taking care of the patient in the hospital. That's rare. So you want to make sure you are opening up that line of communication with your movement disorder specialist so that they can get involved and find out what's going on and maybe make that phone call to the doctor in the hospital to, you know, kind of help with their progress and their care there, give a little bit of guidance.
It sounds like proactive is the name of the game, right? Not reactive.
Yep, absolutely.
So, all right, well, a little insight on what to do if the person you're caring for with Parkinson's ends up in a hospital, whether it's planned or not. So thanks for that, Dr. Abigail Lawler, the medical director of the Parkinson's Association. So thanks, everybody, for listening, and thanks, Abby.
Thank you.